raise the money, and the mother and father were poor people, so they did not have the money to raise. So the day before we got to this town, this sister was telling me this story. The guerrillas had kicked open their door, and she'd watched her husband get executed right before her eyes. That's the type of things that go on down in Colombia every time you're down there. And if you don't have strong evidence from the Lord that you should be in Colombia, then you shouldn't be in Colombia. And recently there's been a change in presidents in Colombia. The previous president of Colombia was a militant Catholic. He had a priest that was receiving apparitions of Mary and conveying messages to the priest, which were being given to the president to help him direct his presidency in Colombia. So there was a spiritualistic influence in this president's life, but he had a history that was more militant Catholic than that, for his father had been the general that ran the war that lasted many, many years. 50 years comes to my mind, and ceased maybe, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. But for 50 years there was a war in Colombia, and if you go into the history books, the reason for the war is significant. You go look at the Civil War in the United States, and the primary reason is slavery. But this war in Colombia was a war by the Catholics in Colombia to drive out the Protestants. And that was the issue of the war. I believe it lasted about 50 years. And the general that led out in this persecution of the Protestants in Colombia, it was his son that was president. And during his presidency, he made some agreements with the guerrillas, giving them almost a third of Colombia as territory. And the written agreement didn't identify the unwritten agreement. The unwritten agreement that became well known is that he gave the FARC, that's the name of the guerrilla army, that land, along with the provision that as they took over that land, that they would drive all the Protestants off the land, especially Seventh-day Adventists. So he was a champion for the church. And then recently they had a new president come into Colombia, a president that got elected because he promised he wasn't going to make no deals with the guerrillas, and he was going to start dealing with them. And everyone knew that he was going to, because his father and his brother had both been politicians before him in Colombia and had both been assassinated by the guerrillas. So he's a man with a mission, and he's changed some laws here in the recent past. He's made a law that in the cities, in the police department, there's a room or a door you can come to where you can't be seen, but you can speak in through a crack and give information.